Second one first. Always hit the second one first.
Welcome to Second One First, golf's most okayest podcast. I'm Vinny alongside with Heath. How are you doing today?
Oh man, I am so good right now. This is our fifth take
getting into the intro.
Just even going through the, we had to start over five times. It was all pretty because, hilarious.
All because you're such a jokester.
I am.
You really are.
Such a jokester.
Such a jokester.
Well, I think you called me an asshole. So
I said, are you ready to stop being an asshole?
Oh, being an asshole.
I didn't call you an asshole.
Oh, I was just being
you're an asshole. You're acting like one.
Well, I mean, kind of.
How many, like, realistically, like, if, let's take the history of your jokes.
Yes.
Besides the golf jokes of the week, how many actually land that go well as opposed to go really awry?
6.5% land.
Okay, that's good.
Six and a half.
So 94% just go left.
93.5%.
I've seen some go really bad.
Yeah. Oh. A lot of my jokes go bad. That's why I have become not as funny as I get older.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you're still humorous. I think when you try to make a big spectacle is when it goes bad.
Yeah. I just pull back a little bit.
This is me pulled back. Oh,
this okay. is me pulled back. I mean, I really enjoyed myself just watching this whole opening to the podcast.
It was brutal.
It was hilarious. I think you said the world pokeyist.
Once, that was one. One that time. Was in that
yep.
one time.
Yep. And then I tried to, when you started, I tried to mimic what you were saying, like improv, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah. Like, you know, I tried to mimic, and then you just stopped and looked at me like you hated me.
Oh yeah. Because like we're recording and yeah. I have to, you can't so start off that way. Yeah, exactly. Now it's not funny, but it's still. Heath's some ass.
You really did not like me 3 minutes ago.
2 minutes and 28 seconds ago. How's your week been?
Oh, it's so good. Just living fancy free, carefree.
That's good.
I bought a $480 million.
Oh, is that what it's up to?
Yeah. Oh, it is almost $500 million is
Do
the
I
Powerball
need to go
ticket.
Go buy a ticket?
I mean, I don't know. What is it? Yeah.
Is it tonight?
You should.
Is it tonight or tomorrow?
It's, oh, it might have been tonight. Might have been. I probably.
You could be a billionaire.
Almost a billion. Half a billionaire.
All right. What's the first lavish thing you would buy with that?
Me, I would. The first lavish thing I would buy is probably a real mink coat.
A real mink coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to have a fake
mink coat.
If you're going to wear one, it better be real.
Because I have a bunch of stuff on my list if I ever win the lottery. Uh-huh. Like I got like cars, right, houses in different area zip codes. You know, like I want to do that. But I think like the first thing is a real mink coat.
I appreciate that. I like it. What do you?
And I would.
Are you worried about PETA?
No. No, no, I bring PETA on at that point. It's I'll just pay the legal fees. I'll pay legal fees.
They'll just ruin your jacket.
That's fine.
They'll just pour paint on you.
I'll buy three of them.
One in different colors?
No, same one. What kind of? Same one, just in case they get paint on it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So, yeah, I think mink coat and then, you know, the cars and the things and then big party for all my friends and family, and it'll be good times.
Nice.
Yeah. What would you do? What was the first thing you would buy?
The buy? I don't know about buy. I do know there's like a week though where it would just be one large party, I think, in a penthouse in Vegas for 1 week. Just,
and you're just like handing out money to everybody, like, let's go gamble.
I would take care of everybody, but not like crazy amounts of money.
Okay.
You know, and like partying and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's 1 week you might have to worry about my life. But if I get through that week, I've already done that, been there. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about me again if I survive that.
If you survive, you're good.
Yeah. But if you, there is a slight chance I might not.
Can we? Okay. So if you ever win the lottery, can we write a will? A last will and testament.
Yeah.
And just, you can just
pencil it in.
Pencil
your way.
Yeah, just sign it off to me.
Well, I was thinking about it. If I was going to do a will, I was going to like donate it to a raccoon. So the raccoon would be adopted and just be taken care of for the rest of its life for
cool.
$300 million.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Should we get into tour talk?
Let's get into tour talk.
Tour talk. So we talk about the world of golf. So last week, the Zurich Classic, a barn burner for most of it, where Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele ended up winning over Billy Horschel and your boy Sam Burns.
I saw them coming out of nowhere. I mean, Cantlay's been playing amazing.
Yeah.
But Schauffele's been like wishy-washy.
Yeah, he hasn't been his best golf.
No, but... But dang.
I don't think I watched any on Sunday. I forget what I was doing. Oh, Sunday I was golfing. I didn't watch any on Sunday, but I watched it every day leading up. And then after Saturday, those two went lights out, shot a 60.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, this is done. They went wire to wire.
Yep.
But then Sam Burns and Billy Horschel brought it back within one.
Yep.
At the front nine. And they overcame it.
And by the way, that's who I picked.
Yeah.
Horschel and Burns. So another point for me this week.
You're so good.
Thank you.
You're so good.
Thank you so much.
But these guys got paired up in the President's Cup and Tiger played them together. So these guys are good. I look forward to Ryder Cups again with these guys because they seem to play well together.
Yeah. I mean, them on their own are forced to be reckoned with, but I mean, Cantlay is just a robot, isn't he?
He is.
He's just like
Patty Ice. I hate that nickname.
I like it. I kind of like it. I mean, he is like so nonchalant.
I feel like if you have an ice nickname, like you need to be like Iceman in Top Gun.
Top Gun.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be cool and like
no
it's badass.
Like, no, you don't have to be.
But you're
badass.
Like he's like a robot. Like,
no, Patty Ice. He's just like
no emotion.
No emotion ever. But he is like he's got the simplest swing.
Oh, he gets it.
He hits it a mile,
and
everything is straight,
out.
And he's lights out. Like he has no weak game.
No,
I can't believe he's not number one in the world.
I mean, Scheffler's won 3 out of 5 events.
Yeah, no, totally. But I mean, he's the former FedEx champion.
Yep. He's only 6 months removed from winning the FedEx title.
Just winning $10 million.
Like, he doesn't need to buy a lot of tickets.
Yeah, he is amazing.
So I think this is it for like the kitschy tournaments, you know, for the year. It's going to get major season here coming up. But I think, really, I know we talk about it all the time, but like I think we need a LPGA. PGA like tournament like this crossover
team up,
yeah, dude,
a team up.
It'd be awesome.
I agree. Because the LPGA players, they're gaining in popularity. Like with them on social media, they're
viewership's up, attendance is up.
Yeah, exactly. People are starting to pay attention to the LPGA, and you know
it's all because of the hoodie. The hoodie that came out last year. It's a bomb
tie dye.
Yeah,
tie dye hoodie. Yes, I appreciate you buying me one.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I mean, they're fun to watch. They're getting longer and longer. They're straight as an arrow. There are some talented ladies out there.
Oh, if you were really to watch it and pay attention, they're just as exciting as the pro tour. And the same storylines and everything that the men have. It's just that no one pays attention.
And they get to wear shorts.
Stop, dude.
I'm serious.
Yeah, they do.
I wish PGA Tour players could wear shorts.
Yeah, you want to see their calves?
I mean, there are so many good calves on the PGA
Phil
Tour.
Phil Mickelson.
That's one, just one example.
Just one example.
I think, you know, DJ, I think he skips leg day.
You do?
Say, like, you know, good looking on top, but it is stick legs on the bottom. You do. All
right. Coming up this week, this is always a fun tournament. For some reason, I feel like this tournament, the Mexico Open, coming up, always has a crazy, like JT did it, John Rahm did it. There's always like a hole out coming down the stretch to secure the win for whoever wins this thing.
You think that's going to happen this year?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it always happens.
I think it's going to be the elevation.
and the way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it's going to be a fun one. And it's the, I'm just like shocked by the field.
In which way?
Just because it's like, all right, we're what, world number two, Jon Rahm. Uh-huh. And then everybody else is kind of,
there's a lot of newcomers.
Yeah.
And Jon Rahm even said, if you guys are new and you don't expect to win, don't come out and play.
Ooh, I like it.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's back like, to that tiger.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
Like, that's why I didn't see anything wrong with that. Like, you need to win. You're playing to win.
You tell it how you see it, you know? And the thing is, though, it's like, I bet this tournament has, like, we can pay one appearance fee, like one good appearance fee. And it was to Jon Rahm this year.
Well, I mean, usually it's stacked. There's usually a lot of bigger names in this.
I mean, there's some big names.
Like, I think people might be gearing up for the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of, they've been playing a lot.
Yeah, the Masters.
A lot lately. Yep.
And then you have the Players right before it. So yeah, it's their down week.
Yep.
Who you got?
I'm going. This is a, you know, he's 3,500 to 1. I'm going with Cameron Tringali.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, Triangle. Who do you have?
You know, I was looking at this list, and there, like you said, a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
Players. I think, finally, Tony Finau.
You think?
And I don't, it hurts me to pick this, because I've said before, I think Tony's plateaued in terms of, like, you know, he's not going to be the Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas. But I think he gets on track here. He might win this one. So I'm going to go with Tony Finau.
Well, even though he's not a JT or a Spieth, like, he's going to have some wins.
You would think so. He still only has that one, though.
I know.
And JT and Jordan are more than 10 wins already on the PGA.
No, I get it.
But everyone thought Finau would have 10 wins by now.
I thought I was one of those people.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course, don't get me wrong, he's still one of the best on the tour
because
he finishes top tens all the time.
Isn't it crazy? He has so many, like, I always see his Instagram and social media that he goes out to these courses and shoots the course record.
Right.
Like, just on a regular Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he is so good. But then, like, when he gets...
Last round, man.
I mean, that last round kills him, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, he has a lead going into... Day four,
there is something to once he gets that first win, I think.
Well, he has that win.
Oh, the second one.
Okay. Because
now there's pressure. There's always been the pressure to get that second win.
Yeah. I did it. Now it's like really making it work.
And it's also the Puerto Rico championship curse. Whoever wins that one hardly ever wins again.
That's true.
But I think once he gets over that, I think he just needs that one other win. To get that monkey off his back, and then
it'll
click, sailing. And he's like, "Oh, this is what I have to remember to win." So maybe this. I'm gonna take a flyer here.
I like the pick.
At 2,200.
I like the pick.
It should be fun. We'll see if there's any chip outs this year. Let's head on over to Tucson. Tucson, this is where we talk about our golf life, and our golf life is good and rich.
Ching, 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 ching.
Not rich, but it's getting better,
money.
Though.
That was my money sound effect.
That was a good one.
Ching,
ching, ching, ching.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That was pretty decent.
It's like the slot machines.
Right. How's that go?
That was more like a turkey.
That was a turkey.
So I can't wait to hear about this. Is your round... This weekend.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to play. Oh. There it is.
There it is. Getting rich. I knew I had it on there.
There it is. It's rich right now.
Getting rich.
Yeah. So we started our getting coached by our friends over at Pave the Path and Tommy Stevenson.
Yes. To hit our New Year's resolutions of at least a 12 handicap by me.
Yeah.
And yours is...
Exactly one, but now, I mean, I'm
apparently you don't scratch.
I'm going three or four
yeah.
is what he said.
Right.
So, So it's, you got to play with him on Sunday.
I did. So Tommy and I played Sand Canyon.
Okay.
Out in up in northern a little bit from where we're at. Amazing, great kid. He's fantastic. I can't wait to watch him when he goes to college and play. He's great. He's fun. Very good. Very, very good. Dude, I watched him hit probably 17 stingers. And it, just the difference between us and someone that's at that level.
That knows what they're doing.
It's so different, dude. It's so different.
Just hearing the ball just come hearing off the club.
Ball and just, I think my favorite moment probably was when we were on the first tee. We meet up with the people that we're playing with, right? And we pull up and the one person's like, I'm going to play the whites. And I was like, yeah, I'll be joining you on the whites too. And then Tommy obviously is going back to the tips, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, I've never stood on the tips before at Sand Canyon. Whole different golf course.
And which one was number one? Was it the valley?
Desert.
The desert.
Desert one.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the real tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he starts walking back and she doesn't realize it. And she's finally like, oh, you're playing the tips? And you know what's going through their head.
Oh yeah. Like, they're like, oh great. Another one of these guys. Yeah.
And he's hot out of the car. Like, he hadn't warmed up or anything. He got there a little late. Just striped it, dude. And I was like, wow. You know? And, but like, just.
He had a driver?
No, he had a 3-iron. He's amazing with a 3-iron. Like, amazing. He could have, he hit driver a couple times, but he could have just hit 3-iron all day. His 3-iron goes 270 yards.
I mean, come on.
It goes longer than my drive. And he outdrove me, and I was hitting out of the whites.
And he's at the tips.
Yeah.
With a 3-iron.
With a 3-iron.
That's amazing.
But no, awesome, great kid. And I'm going to be honest, he turned me into a pro.
He did.
I'm ready to go pro.
I mean, the excitement you called me after that round. And
it's interesting because I've had lessons before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he gave, obviously, we joked last week about how we're basically starting over and I'm a horrible golfer. But the difference between a lesson that I've had before and a lesson on the course is so different.
Yeah,
because you're in the moment and it's like, try this, try that. And everything he suggested worked.
Like, that's amazing.
Like, it wasn't one of those things like, you know, when someone suggests something and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it feels weird or awkward. But everything suggested felt comfortable, felt great. It worked. And it gave me I got real excited about golf again. Like, that's awesome. Ready to get going. And so I'm excited to see where this goes. You know,
that's awesome.
We were on the range the other day. You and I, we FaceTimed him, you know.
Yep. Yeah, we went to the range last night. We sent some videos over and we're like, what about this? Am I doing it right? And he was like, you got time for a FaceTime? And he comes in.
What I like about it is he's only given us a couple things to work on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he explains why.
Yep.
And it's not like you're not having 1,000 swing thoughts.
Exactly.
It's just like a couple little things. Basically, I don't even really have a swing thought.
Yes.
It's just this, do that, you know?
Well, and I'm sure he looks at us that he looks at our swings and he's like, oh, there's some work to do.
Yeah.
But he only gives us a couple of things to work on. And then he said it the other night. He was like, let's get back, work on these two things. For 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then work that out. And then we'll make the next step.
So I think, out of the last, 10 rounds I've played.
Yeah.
Let's say 9, not counting the last one. I've only had one round in the 80s that was close to what I was shooting at my best.
Yeah.
With him and the little thoughts that he shot, I went at Sand Canyon, which is not a easy course. I ended up shooting 87.
Amazing.
Like, and I had to, I was hitting the ball so pure, I had to start clubbing down because I was getting too much distance from where I was at. So it was awesome. Great. I'm so excited. Speaking of playing with Tommy, someone in our group was so hungover.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, it was funny because we've all been there
so many times,
like just super hungover. And you're just like, oh, and you know, it's warm and you're just trying to play golf and takes all your focus. And I started suggesting some things like, oh, try this, try that. You know, let's choose our top 3 things to get over a hangover on the golf course when you go golfing.
Mm. Okay.
All right. What's your number one cure?
My number one cure.
Mm-hmm. That you try to do to get over a hangover.
Okay. So I'm going to start out I have three good ones. I'm going to start out with a lot of water.
Okay.
Just water. Chug water. Because you're dehydrated.
You are.
You're dehydrated and your body needs that water.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Or Gatorade. You know, something.
You can't Gatorade and water. Two different things.
Okay. I'm going to say water.
Okay. I'm going to go breakfast burrito.
That was my second one.
Yeah. You got to get something to try to like soak up the grease, try to get going again, you know, start metabolizing something other than last night's like hangover. Cause they're, oh dude, it's the worst plan. Like that tea time. And you're like, I'm so hungover.
It is the worst. It is the worst.
You're like, and I'm out here for another 5 hours.
Yeah.
So you do everything and you try to fix it.
Oh yeah. And we all know there's really nothing.
None of these ideas might work.
Yeah, but you try to make the best of it.
Yeah. So what's number two for you?
Number two for me is what we call the hair of the dog. Mm. The hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Get a good John Daly, a vodka lemonade. Mm. Start off with, you know, just do a double.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to that level where it's like, well, I'm already buzzed. So the hangover goes away when you're buzzed.
It's true. That's a tried true. I don't know if that helps. It's real, but it does help. Once you get that alcohol back in your system, it does kind of love you out of the
way. Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to go orange Gatorade.
Oh.
Specifically orange.
Orange. What do you think about... What is it about orange? You think it's the yellow five in there that helps?
No,
you
know? So it's Michael Jordan's favorite Gatorade.
Is
so
it?
It can fuel Michael Jordan, then it can fuel your hangover.
There you go. All right. All right.
Your number three hangover cure?
Number three hangover cure is, you know, it's pretty regular, but... Couple of Advil.
Ooh.
Couple of Advil. Throw those in. I literally just put, you know, those little travel Advils in your, I just put it in my bag because I'm like, this is going to happen sooner or later. And I'd rather just
have
them in. It could happen Sunday. And so I go with the Advil.
All right. So tell me if this is too much like your second pick.
Okay.
But the one that definitely gets me where I need to be. Is just one ice cold beer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say shot a fireball.
Oh, no. I would throw right back up, dude. Do you remember that time I threw up on the tee box? Yes. Drinking fireball shots.
Yes, you did. On the tee box.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I remember Rod looking over at me. Rod is probably the least most judgmental person I've ever met in my life.
He's just like, whatever you want to do, that's cool with you.
He looked over at me like he was a disappointed father. As I was just
like, what are you doing?
Like, what are we doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So one beer.
Just one.
So it's like, that is hair of the dog.
Okay.
It's hair of the dog.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah. Think of something else.
Okay.
It's a drum roll.
Cocaine. Just kidding.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Golf and cocaine, the worst mix, right?
No.
I think if I can't have alcohol, back in the day, this would work. So I don't really do this anymore because I can't handle my shit, but smoking a weed.
Ah.
Back when I was younger Vinny.
Yes.
I would smoke some weed to cure the hangover.
Younger
Vinny. I can't handle weed anymore. So yeah. I get too paranoid.
I mean, it's crazy now.
I would say smoking weed.
Oh, there you go.
The Sunday scaries out of you, loosen you up.
It's funny because like I read this, I forget where it was.
Oh,
like,
it was on Golf Digest, I think.
Yeah, Golf Digest. Yeah. They were like, okay, what is the, can you play better when you're drunk or high? And there was definitely a thing where it's like when you're buzzed, you can play better.
Yeah. And they told you how many drinks,
How many drinks you're loose. You're not nervous. You don't think about things. It's just like you're gone. But then it's only a small opening,
it's a small window,
like a small window. So you go from like a really good to horrible really quick.
Yeah.
And it's the same with weed.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like you like, a little bit of weed, it just lets you be who you are. You're not thinking about things. But then once you get a little too high, it's awful.
I wouldn't be able to speak.
No.
If I got high on the car. I would want to I would just take my bag off the back of the cart and just walk off into the sunset.
I mean, not that I've done it, but I'm a horrible high guy.
Back in the day, you weren't.
I mean, the last
15
years, yeah. I have been.
Yeah.
There's been some stories. Like going to
them. Do you mind if I tell the movies?
Yeah.
So that one time, like stories. When you got high on our way to see, what was it? It was Anchorman 2. We're in the movie theater. we tried to do old school days where you got high. You smoked weed in the parking lot, got high. You came into the, we go buy our tickets, get through. We buy our stuff at, we buy our popcorn, drinks, whatever. And then we got one buddy left buying his stuff. And we're standing there in the lobby. And you were like, I can't take it. And you started squatting down.
I was like, I need to lay down.
And you started squatting down in the middle.
Lay down.
And I was like, Heath, get up. Heath, you're drawing attention. Get up. And you're just squatting, holding a large 64-ounce drink and a bag of popcorn.
I was thirsty and hungry. Okay.
Just squatting in the lobby.
Like, I need to lay down, guys.
And
you're
like, let's go to our seats.
No, you guys were like, let's go to our seats. And I was like, no, we got to wait for Rich.
And I was like, I think Rich will be able to find us. The ticket, the numbers on his ticket, the ticket seats are assigned to him.
He doesn't know. We got to wait for him. But I need to take a knee. Like, I was in the, I was like, everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, because you're squatting in the middle of a lobby.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Dude, that was funny.
That was the last time I smoked weed.
I don't blame you.
That was 10 years ago.
I don't blame you.
Now
imagine that on a golf course.
No. No. It would be awful. I would not enjoy that. That was
a How slow time. Would that game go? I mean, it's a 5-hour round as it is. But if you're super high, are we done yet?
Is the cart person coming around because they have hot dogs?
Hit us up on Instagram. Or Twitter with how much weed you guys can smoke on the golf course.
Yeah.
Because it's zero over here. It's
zero.
We do have a bunch of friends that smoke weed on the course.
And
they manage. They do great. They do fine.
It's great.
Maybe we're just doing it wrong. Should we try it this weekend? Because this weekend we got two rounds.
We got two rounds this weekend, baby.
The tussle at Terra Rajada.
It's been a while since we played two rounds in a row.
We got Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Around at Terra Rajada and around at Coyote Hills.
Yes.
Two great courses.
Two difficult courses.
I feel Coyote Hills is pretty manageable.
I don't know, man. That course is so placement golf.
I mean, like, I feel Tierra Rajada is more placement.
Tierra Rajada's placement, but Tierra Rajada's longer. There's a lot of driver holes. But
not to the back nine. I feel.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's true. The first
one, because one and three are drivers.
No, three's three wood for me.
Because you're such a big long hitter.
No, it's just because it's so tight.
Narrow down the hill.
Like down the hill. Like if you can just get it on the top of the hill, it rolls down. But like when you get to number four, like that is a driver hole. Five's a driver hole up the hill around.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's way more driver holes than Coyote Hills is very like a lot of dog legs.
I guess when you're
even down the hill, like.
Yeah. I guess when you don't hit it far. It's still not driver.
Well,
but with my new swing from Tommy.
I know.
I'm going to be playing putter off the tee.
You should put a three iron in your bag and
hit
stingers.
I can't
hit
hockey sticks.
Come on, man. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
I can't wait. We have different groups all weekend.
Yeah, we got good groups. We have some good friends, some good times going to be had. I think it's going to be a fantastic weekend of golf. And I'm looking forward to actually trying the work we've done this last week and taking it to the course. It's going to be fun.
All right, two things. Let's not get frustrated if it doesn't work.
Okay.
Deal. Second, so we can maintain happy, fun, good times. Second, are we playing the shot if you bogey game? Only time you have to take a shot is if you bogey. So you can get any other score and you don't bogey. And you don't have to take a shot.
I'm down with that on the front nine.
So you have to make a decision.
Saturday.
You have to make a decision. Do I want a double bogey? or a shot.
I might miss this putt on purpose, this one footer. I'm going to pull it.
They're like, it's good. No, it's not good. And you whack it.
What are we calling it? Where did you hear about this game?
I just made it up.
You made it up?
I just made it up.
We need to have a good name for it.
All right. Let's see. Let me think about it.
Okay.
We'll announce it on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
We'll come up with a name.
Yeah. We got. Okay. So the rules are if you bogey, you take a shot.
Yeah. If you bogey.
No matter what. Any other score, you don't take a shot. But if you bogey.
If you bogey.
You take a shot.
Yeah. You can get a triple bogey.
I kind of like it.
You can get a triple bogey.
And not take a shot. But if you bogey.
If you bogey, you take a shot.
That's so good. I like this. I love that you're.
Because you've already been punished if you get an eight.
Yeah, a triple.
You've already been punished.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be punished for a par or better.
No.
Right?
You did good.
Double bogey, still punished.
Still punished.
Yeah.
However,
if you bogey. Oh, I like it. I like this. And I think you come up with a good name.
Who do we got on Saturday then?
Saturday, it's me, you, J-Rod, and Ian.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely playing.
Yeah, we should do it.
We're definitely playing.
And then the next day will be real good.
And then you're going to need that Advil.
I'm going to need that Advil. And it's you, me, Dan, and Brian. So it's going to be. It's going
to
be fun.
All right. Let's head on over to Around the Green. Whoa, Around the Green, where we bring you all the sports golf news from around the world.
Yeah, let's talk about Phil. What the hell is he doing with himself?
I think Phil, okay, honestly, Phil, we all know, is probably in the back nine, if you will, of his career on the PGA Tour, right? Definitely leaning more towards the Champions Tour than he would more wins on the PGA. So I think he's just hedging his bets. I can go play for a grip load of money on the Saudi Tour, and I still want to play the majors on the PGA Tour.
Yeah. And so that's what he's proposed.
Yeah.
He's proposed for an exemption.
Mm-hmm.
He asked PGA Tour, will you exempt me to go play the first LIV Tour, Saudi Tour event,
mm-hmm.
but I still want to play in PGA. The PGA Tour or PGA Championship.
So there's no ruling yet.
I know. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they say.
I mean, allegedly 15 other people did too in the top 100.
15 other people.
You know, the farther we get away from, I mean, obviously his comments were not the right thing to say.
No.
But the farther away we get from it, it's like, yeah, why wouldn't Phil go play on this tour?
Totally.
Like I said, his PGA day-to-day career is probably done.
Yeah, of course.
He's only going to play the tournaments he want to play.
Yeah, exactly. He'll play some majors and maybe one or two other ones.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's on the Champions Tour now, and it's going to be a fruitful career for him. But if he can make quadruple playing on the LIV Tour,
why not?
Why wouldn't he do that? 100%. And I'm just really looking forward to seeing what the PGA Tour says and seeing how, like, even John Daly came out and was like, I think they should be affiliated. Like, PGA Tour, did you see that article?
I did not see that, but I agree.
I mean, it's...
Here's the best thing the PGA should do. I have thought about this. I've thought about this, and this is going to be the authority.
Oh, tell us what you think.
I think they should embrace it. They should embrace this tour, because the more fight you put up and the more like things you say you can't do, the more people want to do it.
No, I disagree. I think the best thing that they could do is fight it. It gets so much attention.
But it's just like the match. Like they'll just turn into like thing like the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And maybe so, but
8 times a year.
Maybe so, but the tension between these two tours is probably the best press that they're getting. Like if the Saudi Tour didn't exist, the PGA Tour wouldn't be where they are right now, even.
Yeah, they would. They'd still be here.
I mean, I think they'd still be huge.
Saudi Tour wouldn't be so hype. We wouldn't be talking about it for like a 6 week in a row.
No.
If PGA said, okay, cool, our players can go 8 times a year.
Yeah, no,
there would be no discussion.
There would be no discussions. But now we're talking about like, oh, they're trying to poach all the players.
That's what I'm saying.
It is the best press that both tours could have.
No, the PGA should just embrace it so they don't really feed into it. If they just say, go ahead, there's no conversation. It's like, oh, cool, we'll see these guys play this thing eight times.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the drama that it has right now.
But why does the PGA need it?
Because they are still trying to become bigger. Like, you know, it's... Everybody wants to be bigger.
It's like the NFL. Like, okay, yes, they just started the USFL.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The NFL doesn't, they don't even bat an eye that the USFL just started.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't even say, it's a little bit of a difference. They don't even speak out about it. They don't even say, oh, F the USFL. They don't even, whatever.
Yeah.
They just ignore it.
It's a little different.
So you ignore it.
Yes.
And then it's not a story.
Yes. But they like the story, is what I'm saying.
You think the PGA does?
Yes, of course.
I think
the commissioner coming out and talking against it and like, we are going to take care of our players. Like, that is the best press that they can get. They're the heroes.
They don't like any controversies, PGA Tour. That's why you don't hear about suspensions. You don't hear about fines. They don't like, everything's got to be pristine in the PGA world.
No, I mean, I don't.
Which is why there's that joke of like old man golf, because it's everything's stuck in that thing of everything's got to be perfect. Can't be cool. Can't be fun.
No, I disagree. I think that they know exactly what they're doing with fighting it, and they're, you know, threatening to, you know,
sure,
suspend players if they go. Like, I think it's all planned out. There's a bunch of people on a big old team that is like, no, we need to say this. We need to play that this way. This is how it's going to react. Oh, there's analytics involved.
I don't know.
There's an algorithm of some sort.
I think they prefer it not to be there. But I also think, though, the best way to combat something like this is just ignore it.
I don't know. I don't think the PGA Tour can ignore it.
Well, who cares?
They're poaching their players.
For eight events of a year?
Still. It's like it degrades the PGA Tour if these top players in the world are going to play this other tour.
What if they go play? Okay. I mean, players go play the Ozo Championship over in Japan.
Right.
Once a year.
Yes.
Does it downgrade the tour?
I mean, that's one tournament. And, you know, the European Tour is affiliated with the PGA Tour. So it's
But Ozo isn't with the European Tour.
I understand that. And it's just a one-off.
Yeah. But they also play the Saudi Tour, the tournament. In Saudi Arabia, you know, so there's
at least a part of the European
tour. But there's also like five
DP tour.
There's like five events a year that they all go play that aren't affiliated with the tour. So like, what's the difference?
There's a big difference because the Saudi Tour has money. Mm-hmm. They're backing. They want to take the tour players and put them on full time and pay them up front. So the PGA Tour is majorly.
They should have just ignored it.
I don't know. I disagree. I disagree. I think this is the best thing. I think them fighting it is the best press that they can do.
I think it's
what everybody's talking about.
They're already talking about canceling the fall swing and turning it into like a European like event schedule. And they just
Live Tour is?
No. The PGA. It's canceling. You know how it starts over in October to December? A committee met this week and talked about having like some off events, and the season doesn't start till January.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the best thing that could happen to PGA Tour.
For us as golf fans.
For us, yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the PGA Tour, the best thing for me, I think if I was like the head of the PGA, I would have just been like, ignore them. Like, let's not put up a fight and make it a big deal. If they want to go play eight tournaments, go.
Yeah. I don't know.
But for us as golf fans, it's great because, yeah, these stories are incredible.
And I think the PGA Tour is well thought out, and I think they're doing it on purpose.
Mm, all right. Agree to disagree. some other big news. DJ and Paulina got married. Now, if I were told you their wedding date was this weekend, what would you have said?
I said I thought they were already married.
Exactly.
I mean, they have a couple kids together. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, huh. But I do remember, like, it was funny because I do remember a long time ago, Wayne, you know, Paulina's
Mr. Gretzky.
Father, Mr. Gretzky, the great
the
one.
The great one.
He wasn't into it until DJ got his, you know, shit together.
Yes, I heard the same thing. Yeah. I mean, because it was... He's like, we all know DJ.
You can't marry my wife, my daughter, until you get your shit together.
So a couple questions. How much do you think the great one tossed in for the wedding? Or did he make DJ pay for it since he's...
I mean, I think the great one paid.
You do?
Yeah. Yes.
You don't think he made DJ pay?
No.
Really?
I mean, I bet it was like a... I bet it was a split thing, but... But I bet the great one paid for his daughter's wedding.
Really?
For the most part.
I would have just been like, nah, man, you got two kids. You could pay for this. And you got millions of dollars.
Multi-millionaire. Yeah. Like, you are...
Pony up, bro.
You have tons of money.
Exactly.
That's funny. I didn't even think about that. You got a rich father. You got a rich husband. Who's going to pay for this?
Right.
I don't know. That's a good question. So when we have DJ on, we'll ask
him. We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Secondly, you get invited to this wedding.
Yeah.
What do you give them as a wedding gift?
Probably a dozen tailor-made collarbones.
What do you get this couple? They're like millionaires.
Matching Louis Vuitton luggage.
They've been together 10 years already. Or 8, 10 years. Like, what do you get this? I couldn't even imagine what to get these guys. Are you going to get them a blender?
Maybe a gift card to...
Do you think they even have
Bed Bath & Beyond?
I was going to say, do you think they even have a wedding registry that you could get, like, you need some china?
I would love to see the wedding registry. Like, nothing under 4Gs like, on that list.
Right, dude?
I mean, come on. What do you need? What do you need? Well, we're multimillionaires. We don't really need anything. What do you buy somebody that... Yeah.
Yeah.
So glad all of my friends are poor.
Right. Or they're already married.
Or married.
And we've done it already.
Yeah.
I'm the last one, I think.
You are the last one. What are you going to put on your registry when you get married?
Oh, dude, I'll probably be 50. So I can't even have... I feel like I couldn't even have a wedding registry.
What do you mean? You can always have a wedding registry.
I don't know, dude. You're 50
years
old. I'm
not giving you anything, but...
You feel like you should have everything by the time you're 50, right?
Like, you need some more new silverware or, like, knife set?
I'm just going to put, like, some Travis Scott J's on them.
Yeah.
Or,
the Chicago
Air Force or Chicago Jordan 1s.
Oh, and so it's just about you. It's not about like, what do we need as a couple?
Like I said,
not the way wedding way gifts
goes,
work.
Man. Like, no. We should have everything.
But it's like, no, I need a new cake.
A cake?
Cake holder.
A cake holder.
Like a cake glass, you know.
Do you have a cake holder?
Yeah, damn right. We got it for our wedding.
That was when you were like, what, 30? Yeah. Not 50.
I got one though.
Not 50.
But when you're 50, do you have a cake holder right now?
No, but I would assume.
But that's what you need.
The person I'm marrying is not going to be 25.
Oh, so you think your wife will already have a cake holder?
Yes.
Oh, you think she will?
Maybe if she's into baking.
Maybe. Well,
and if she's not into baking, then we don't need a cake holder.
Well, maybe you do though.
Why?
I don't know. For birthdays, you know, certain occasions, but. But 99.8% of the time, it sits in the cupboard.
Exactly.
It takes up space.
So why do you need a cake holder?
Yeah, you might need it, though.
I don't know. I
think it all depends if she was married before. Because I don't think she's going to have... She's gonna be never married before. Mm-hmm. You are going to marry her for the first time. And you're both going to be 50.
Yeah.
And she's not going to have a cake holder. And I'm going to buy you a cake holder.
Oh, all right. There you go. That's what you can get me then. That's the cake holder.
But make sure you put it on the registry because I don't know which one you want. Okay. There's a bunch of different ones.
I want the most expensive.
That's got the pedestal and then
it's got to have a little
like a
LED light.
Oh. So all right.
Open it up.
Make sure it's on the registry. Whoa. It's like, oh, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
I got
get that. I'm just going to register one thing on the registry. It's just going to be
a cake holder. I'm going to be first in line.
Let's head on over to a second one first. Second one first. This is where we give life a mulligan. What do you have this week?
Oh, I got this one from way back. So, you know, a few weeks ago, you and I, we went out to a comedy show.
We did.
And I had a great time. I really did. Like, I'm not a huge, like, stand-up comic like fan.
You're not like a huge like going out to entertainment.
Yeah, guy. I'm not. I don't like crowds. I don't like
comedy shows, baseball games, basketball, hockey,
concerts. I don't like them. I don't like them. Yeah, I'd rather watch Netflix at home. But I went out with you and I had a great time, and it reminded me of this one time back in the early 2000s.
Okay.
I went to a comedy show at the Ha Ha Cafe in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Lancashire.
Yep.
And I completely messed up because I wore a bright pink t-shirt to this comedy show.
Is this back in the day when you wore a wristband on your
forearm? Yeah, absolutely. Forearm every day? I full on had a navy blue wristband with a rooster on it. Yeah. And I wore that with my pink t-shirt to this comedy show.
Gotcha.
And I had spiky hair and I was living my life. I had bootcut jeans and everything, you know, like stonewash.
Yeah.
I looked like an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Like a broke one. Like more like
broken model.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the ones that they wouldn't, like there's a new documentary called White Hot. They said they only hired like models. So you might not have made the cut, but.
I wouldn't have made the cut, but I dressed like it.
Exactly.
And I owned it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I had like, I think my jeans were like True Religion.
Oh, no. You know, no,
like,
it was not.
But too. from like Nordstrom Rack. Right. You know what I mean? Like
the it was. Outlet Mall.
Yeah, the outlet.
And you know, a giant watch. Your watch was probably 7 inches wide.
I had a 7-inch wide leather strap band. Yeah, it was. I was something to be seen back then. But I walked into this comedy club.
You know what's funny is I dress the same as now that I do in those pictures from back in those days.
Yeah, you aged well. You aged well.
No, I mean dressed. I don't know about aged. I dressed the same.
Well, you're so stylish as an older man.
No, it was just like...
As an older man.
Still just like... as an older man. Yeah. It's still like... whatchamacallit? Tracksuits.
Hey, hanging on to my youth. I'm hanging on to my youth.
Age is just a number, baby.
That's right. I dress like I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to wear diapers tomorrow. That's how I walked into this comedy show. I had a bright pink t-shirt on with my wristband and every comic up there. And there were 7-10 comics that came up on stage and that I was sitting there and they're like, oh, pink shirt. Huh? Like they called me out every one of them, you know, cause they all get into the part of the set where they're like looking around and just doing crowd work. And I was just a bright beacon in there.
Prime
target. I was so embarrassed.
So second one first goes to you.
Second one. Never wear a bright pink t-shirt to a comedy show.
If you don't want to get picked up.
If you don't get picked up.
My second one first goes out to me. So I don't know if anyone knows, but there's a trial going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard where Johnny's suing her for defamation. She's countersuing. It's a huge public trial. And I've been following it on Twitter, but the other night I watched 3 hours. And I went back on YouTube and watched 3 hours of this trial.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
And okay. 3 hours of my life I'll never have back. And so I got done. I was like, why did I just watch that? And like, also, why do we care about this trial?
Because it's Johnny Depp.
But like, everybody cares.
Yes.
And I'm listening to these people have like play these tapes back of like probably the lowest moments of these people's lives.
And what are these tapes from? Are they phone calls? Like, who's recording them? I want to know.
They recorded all these crazy fights and intimate moments. Like, it's nuts and bananas that these recordings exist. What I heard was their therapist told them to record it anytime they got into a fight.
Oh.
I think that's what I heard. But.
And so she used it against him?
And she ended up using it against him, allegedly, for whatever reasons. But my thing goes to me, but also like second first goes out to everybody that cares about this thing. I don't even know why it's televised. Yeah. Like it's such a horrible thing for us to be partaking in.
It's crazy what people care about. Like, they just want to know about the dirty things that, and people do care about this.
Like, we shouldn't be watching this. No. Like, these poor people. I feel bad for Johnny. I feel bad for Amber. Like, all this stuff that they're listening to, like, ugh. So I turned it off in a greasy fashion. I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
So gross.
Why do we watch?
Right.
Yeah. Why do we care?
We shouldn't care.
Yeah.
I have my own shit I have to deal with.
Right.
I don't care about these people.
Yeah. You can.
I want my 3 hours back.
You got to find somebody to share this cake holder.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Got to get out there.
Oh, man. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be glass. I guess there's going to be little LED lights in it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I want that lit up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll get it lit up.
He's called Chug of the Week.
So a newlywed woman said to her husband, "Honey, now that we're married, I would like you to play golf once a week instead of twice." He looked at her and he's like, "You're beginning to sound a lot like my ex-wife." And she said, "I didn't know you were married before." And he's like, "I wasn't." Oh, man, come on. I wasn't. You start sounding like my ex-wife.
All right. I feel like you could have just ended the joke there.
Oh, just on
that.
You started sounding like my ass wipe.
Yeah.
Cut.
Ah! As opposed to have the follow-up. Like, try it again with just that.
Okay. So a newly married couple, the wife looked at the husband and said, "I would like you to play golf once a week instead of twice." And he looks at her and he's like, "You're starting to look like my ex-wife."
I'm going to try that one again.
You're starting to sound like my ex-wife. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and germs. We had so much fun with all of you listeners tonight. Make sure you listen, like, and review everywhere you find our podcasts. And always remember to hit the second one first.